Maeve Rafferty, and I'm from Ireland. It was a small town, about 40,000 people. I lived in a bungalow. There was a big field at the back of my house, and I spent a lot of time playing in the fields. There were cattle, and when the farmer needed to cut the grass for hay, we had to stay out of there so that we wouldn't trample the grass. We had trees around our house. We still do, because my mum still lives in the same house where I grew up in. And I spent a lot of time sitting up in a beech tree at the front of my house. So I like to be outside. My ex-partner got a job in Pittsburgh, and that's why I came here originally. I came on a six-month tourist visa, not really expecting to like Pittsburgh at all. I mean, if you told me back then, that was in 2010, that I would end up living here and being married to an American, I would just think you were absolutely crazy. You know, I had no intention of that happening. But I think that happens to people a lot in Pittsburgh for some reason. I didn't feel scared because I didn't think I was coming for a very long time. I felt like it was an adventure. I was very homesick my first winter in Pittsburgh. I arrived in the fall and it was really beautiful. All the trees on the hillsides and the colors are more vibrant here than they are in Ireland in the fall. And then I found the winter really cold and I felt very isolated. I felt a little lonely and it was hard. My experience of people in Pittsburgh is that they were really friendly. People would tell me their life stories, you know, like complete strangers, which I actually find quite endearing. I ended up being very happy, you know, here. Oh, I said I was homesick for that first winter, but then I just had a wonderful time. And I think it was very liberating for me to be away from my friends and family and everybody that knew me. I just had this sense of freedom. It's hard to describe, but it was really a good thing. It's big. The whole concept of distance is very different to the Irish concept. It takes like 6 hours to drive from the very far north of Ireland to the very far south, approximately. I would have considered somebody crazy for making that drive. But yet here in America, people that I was meeting, friends that I was making, would think nothing of driving like 4 or 6 hours or 12 hours to see their relatives or to go on vacation or something like that. And everything is bigger here. When I go to Starbucks, I have to give them my own tea bag because I'm very fussy about my tea. And I always ask them to put it in the smallest cup and just fill the cup 2/3 full with water. And nobody can do that. They always want to fill it to the top. I feel like it's a quantity kind of a place, you know, where people think you want something big, but you don't necessarily. Anyway, though, that's just a silly example. Getting around the city was challenging. I had culture shock, I suppose, because when I lived in Belfast, every part of the city had something like a high street where there were shops and services where you could walk, you know, and get a lot of things that you need. I found that Pittsburgh was very much geared towards people who had cars. One of the challenges was finding where I would get the things that I needed and how I would get there. But one of the benefits of me riding the buses all the time was that I got to learn the geography really well. And I'm really grateful for that now because my work takes me all over the city. It's a hard city to get to know the lay of the land, but I did it. I'm happy to say that I am working as an environmental educator for Tree Pittsburgh. That's an environmental nonprofit that seeks to grow and protect the urban forest, which is basically all the trees in our city, the trees in like the sidewalks and in people's yards, the trees on the hillsides. All of those trees kind of collectively make our urban forest. And it's kind of like the nature on our backyard, and we think of ourselves as so separate from nature, I think, sometimes when we're in the city, but we're not. I'm really glad to be still working in that field. And I worked in this similar kind of field in Northern Ireland before I came to Pittsburgh. I teach about those services that trees provide. We're getting more and more 90-degree days here in Pittsburgh with climate change, and it can be 10 degrees cooler under the shade of a big tree. So trees are just going to become more and more important as our climate warms. And then the other thing that we're already seeing is we're getting more intense and more frequent rainstorms. All that stormwater is causing a lot of flooding already, costing the city a lot of money to deal with cleanup of flooding events. And trees can really help that by sucking up all that stormwater, keeping our hillsides stable, or helping to prevent landslides. Trees are like real workhorses in our community, and that's really what I do, is I help people to maybe discover that and understand that the trees are really important. I miss my family most, just to be able to drop in and have a cup of tea with my mom or my sisters. I sort of miss the sea as well, because Ireland has so much coastline. There are other things here that Ireland doesn't have. I have two homes and I make the most of both, you know, depending on where I am. Okay, here's a Chinese proverb. So the question is, when is the best time to plant a tree? 30 years ago is the best time to plant a tree. When is the second best time to plant a tree? Today. I like that.